This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay. We got this one sent in on an email, and I went, oh, this is coming to the top. Sorry, everybody. Everybody else is getting moved down.
Pushed
she
out
said,
the way.
Am I the jerk for telling him to delete his Snapchat? Oh, I couldn't stop reading. I was like, oh, this is so many couples being insecure,
I
having
felt it
issues with
yeah.
social.
And I felt it differently.
Whew.
Let's listen.
All right. She says, please keep me anonymous. Small backstory. Me and my partner have known each other for 15 years. We were previously married, but now divorced, but have been back together for a year now. She writes, I know, in parentheses. No judgment.
No judgment.
You got back together.
You
it's fine.
You.
She said, it's been hard for both, but worth it. We appreciate each other more and love having our family back together. I've been without a Snapchat and Instagram for a couple months now because I'm focused on school. When I did have it, both me and my partner agreed to delete the opposite sex friends that we didn't really know on Snap only. Now, this past weekend, we went out. He took some snaps. The next morning, I casually asked him to see the videos and didn't think anything of it. He posted a snap on his public story about his food plate. I checked like I used to with mine to see who viewed it. A woman who we had a conversation about before and who is not his Snap friend viewed his story.
It's a public story.
I saw a gray halo around her icon.
What's that mean?
And asked him if he watched her story using my normal voice. He said no. I asked him if he was sure again. He said he was sure. I Googled it on the spot. Turns out he did. Does the halo mean you? I don't know what the halo means.
Dude, I don't know.
He
I genuinely have no clue.
It made me think a lot of crazy stuff. I asked him to let me see her story, and he got confrontational. I asked him why he did it and why did he lie about
it. Oh, he got defensive quick.
He said he was bored. I gave him the ultimatum that if he does not deactivate it, we can't continue. Snapchat is just easier to be sneaky. I was single once and know how both men and women can be. I don't disagree with you. Snapchat is the sneaky way.
Well, images disappearing, bro.
And then she writes, his real friends know where to contact him. LOL.
No, that's fair. That
no,
is fair.
Snapchat is a shady way. And it's filtered as hell. I mean, you want the good filters, you go to Snapchat. So sometimes I look at these pictures and I'm
that's
like,
where the good filters are for
oh,
real?
Oh, yes.
I mean, it is the camera
all
app.
The pictures, I mean, I love them too. I'm not denying them, but that's where you get all the good filters.
So that's where people
Look different.
And they take the picture on Snapchat, will save it,
and share
then
it other places.
Got it.
Yes,
got it.
Absolutely.
Whoa, you just put me on game, bro. I need to re-download Snapchat for the filters.
Just for the filters. And then they post it and you're like, oh, you look so good. And I'm like, oh, that's a filter.
That's a filter.
Yeah, she filtered that.
Oh, your eyes don't look like
she, what's the retouch app?
Girl, that ain't the cheekbones.
People use that too all the time.
I hear you. I hear you. Ooh.
So anyway, okay. This is her question. Am I the jerk for telling him to delete his Snapchat? She also, then she adds more.
What'd she say?
She said, I forgot to mention, the woman's story who he showed me eventually is very attractive.
Okay.
She's had surgeries to enhance her figure, which I've been wanting since we had the first of our three kids. So she's already got some jealousy issues.
I don't want to say there it
you
is.
You gotta stop comparing, girl.
Yeah, she's comparing currently.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they were at one point married, divorced, and are now rekindling their relationship. She's feeling a little insecure, I think it's safe to say.
And obviously makes you wonder what happened before, why they broke up, if she's this insecure. here now, trying to make it work. Okay.
Well, they got three kids, though.
That's why people try to stick it out.
Okay, and that's why they're trying to get their family back together. I respect it.
I don't know if he's cheating or just trying to hide it from her because he just wants to do what he just wants to look at hot women, and he knows if he tells her, she's going to lose it.
I don't necessarily, think that he's, cheating or anything. Sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, he's probably cheating or something.
Why would somebody you're not friends with watch your story, though? I mean, I don't know. I can't.
People could just see your story, though, right?
But I'd have to go to your profile and watch your story if we're not friends.
Oh, they'd have to search for you.
Yes. You can't just watch someone. You have to go see someone's profile to watch their public story.
Duh.
So when she's writing in saying, well, the woman watched his story. Well, why if they're not even friends? Mm-hmm. There is some shadiness going on.
And the gray halo obviously means that they've got some sort of interaction, whether it's just watching stories or actually talking back and forth. I'm hearing a lot of insecurities, but I'm hearing a lot of defensiveness on his end too, bruh. I don't think she's necessarily unjustified because they originally had a conversation about getting rid of it. Or getting rid of the people, excuse me.
Oh, a gray halo means you've sent a friend request that they have not accepted or a message that has not been read or has expired.
Oh.
So maybe he was trying to connect with her and she just didn't add him back. Because sometimes people add me and I'll go watch their story and I'll be like, I don't know you, I'm not adding you.
Okay.
And then I go through phases where I add everybody because of our job, and I go, I don't know any of you, but you all can be on here, fine.
But he also probably doesn't work in the same realm that we do to as far as just add random people
Different.
We're different.
Us adding anybody and everybody is way different than a normal person on Snapchat.
Right.
It's not the same.
Yeah, but...
we would have a reason. He does not.
Right. Hear me out. I don't think she's jerky for being upfront and confrontational about this, where I'm hearing the jerkiness is for her to tell him he has to give him, gave him the ultimatum. He has to delete the app. Y'all had already had a conversation about deleting the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Y'all agreed. You said yes. Tip of the hat. Both agree. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Now you're saying, okay, well, now you got to delete the whole app.
Mm-hmm.
Your real friends know where to reach you.
It feels controlling, and at the same time, they obviously have some issues. So if he wants to get through it, he's going to have to. This is like.
It's coming from a real place.
If there's some kind of history of issues like this, if you really want to work it out, you got to put in the work, which means you may have to delete a stupid app like Snapchat so that you can't see hot women and make your wife insecure. I don't know what else to tell you, my guy. Is she the problem because she's having issues?
If what's missing out of this story is that he has in the past or recently, whatever broke y'all up, reached out to women trying to talk, interact, and they're attractive and you have self-conscious thoughts about your body and yourself, yes, genuine problem. I hear what you're saying. We've got something to attach ourselves to. But that's unspoken, so we can't make that assumption. This one's weird, bro.
It is. Autumn in Waukesha said, jerk, in my opinion, if you're that insecure and trust him that little, the relationship isn't even worth it. I don't disagree with that. If you're having these issues and there's more there.
She went as far as to look at the woman's Snapchat and judged and went, oh, she's had surgeries. She looks like this. She thinks she probably looks better than her. Whether she feels that's true or not, I disagree. I think you're beautiful in your own and you gave that man babies. He's got an attachment to you that will never change regardless.
Let's see this. Another text from Liliana in West Dallas says, not Snapchat. Snapchat's such a middle school way to cheat.
I'm in
high school. I can say that. Honestly, if they get divorced, that happens for a reason. So they should get back together because clearly something happened. I don't know, man. Strange. Okay, so Liliana, you are in high school and you're saying Snapchat's a middle school way to cheat.
It feels juvenile. It does. It genuinely does.
But then you'd be surprised. Maybe it is. Well, I feel like they're saying you're an amateur if you're cheating on Snapchat, but I feel like older people are amateurs. Does that make any sense?
I hear what you're saying.
I feel like, yeah, you're right, actually.
I don't know if I want to answer this one, man. This one's hairy.
I don't know. This is how I feel about trust issues.
Yeah. Well, you got to validate.
Tell me that you can get past it if you have trust issues and that you can work it out, but you've got to put in the work.
Trust is the root of life.
But I know myself, and anytime I've been cheated on, that's been the end of it because I'm well aware that this would be so many people in relationships who can't get over it. And then you're trying to push through, but you're not really getting over it.
If cheating's been an issue, I hear what you're saying, but we don't know that.
We don't know that.
So I'm guessing it hasn't been. been, and maybe they just fell out of love and then tried to rekindle, and it's not working, and she's very self-conscious because he's looking at other women that she sees as more attractive than her.
414-533-1037. This is a sticky mess.
Hey, yo.
In fact, I don't want to answer either.
Hey, yo.
Is she the jerk for telling him to delete his Snapchat?
What's her name?
She wanted to be anonymous, so...
Snapchat Sally.
There we go.
Snapchat Sally.
Done.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ and I are having a great conversation off the air about how cheating in high school just doesn't count for traumatizing you. It has to be a college and above when you actually get affected by... I'm not saying it doesn't hurt.
It's when the relationship is actually a serious commitment,
man.
You
haven't been through a lot if that's what sticks with you.
If what sticks with you is little Timmy cheating on you in fourth grade because he kissed another girl when he gave her his cookie,
you've had a pretty good life.
Whew, you have been blessed. I'll give you that. I'll give you that, man. And I'm not taking the trauma from you, but man, I've gone through some other stuff.
Let's go to the phones, because the question today is Snapchat Sally the jerk for telling her man he has to delete his Snapchat? They've had issues in the past. They broke up, but they're back together. They've got three kids. Mm-hmm. They agreed to both delete anyone they don't know of the opposite sex. There's the first issue right there that we're already having to go to these lengths. You don't have to live like that, girl.
You really don't. Whatever happened that made y'all live like this might not be worth it.
You don't need to live like this. But let's go to Janine in West Dallas and talk to her first. Hi, Janine.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Is she the jerk for telling him to delete the Snapchat?
Yeah.
Oh! Go on.
Yeah. Nonchalant. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, it's extreme with the opposite sex, and then... You know, when are you going to stop? You know, pretty soon you'll have no social media at all.
Right.
You know, either there's trust or there's no trust.
True.
If you don't have any trust, why
you're screwed.
You are screwed.
With no trust.
Period, Janine.
I'm just thinking about the anxiety. This is what I was trying to reference with talking about being cheated on. I have really wanted to be with people who cheated on me and going, but I've had to say, you know what? I will have so much anxiety being with you because I would be doing crap like this.
Right.
Yeah. I would be paranoid, checking the Snapchat. You should not be. Mm-mm. Nobody needs to live like that. Nobody.
Right. If he cheated, this is a different conversation, but we have zero knowledge of that.
And Janine, do you understand what DZ and I are saying? Where if he cheated, this makes sense. If he did not cheat, this does not make sense.
Not as much.
We don't know that factor.
Right. See, I'm insecurity, then I think you are the one that needs some help. You need some counseling, sister.
And not that guy if it's spiraling that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so something Janine said really makes sense, bro. Like, you're now comparing and you're going to continue to go on checking that Snapchat.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's never going to stop. This is going to become a vicious cycle because this insecurity is now
you're
locked.
You're painful without him, but you're also in pain with him. And that's what you got.
Exactly.
That's what my point about being with people if you don't trust them. It makes no sense.
And you're going to be in pain alone.
That's
when you heal yourself.
Janine.
Talk to him. Okay, you know what?
Set yourself free.
You're only the first caller, too. Hold on, Janine. I love it.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Janine.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Oof. Breathe after that one, because she was on point.
All right, let's go to Audra in Brookfield and see what she thinks. Hi, Audra.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I know this is going to trigger a lot of people who have insecurities in their relationship, and a lot do. There's a lot of issues like this, especially with social media.
But that's why we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a valid conversation. Audra, what's
up? Is she the jerk for telling him to delete his Snapchat?
At this point in time, she is not the jerk. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
So I agree. They need counseling, and I say they.
Yes,
so if
they
are trying to get back together, they need to have counseling to deal
back
with
together.
Whatever. Okay, if they're trying to stay together.
That part.
I agree.
They need to deal with the past and respectfully take responsibility for both their parts.
Sure.
However, because they are trying to stay together for their family, and they had the agreement to delete whatever problem people or what have you.
They're trying to delete other people, which, by the way, you're always going to be have interactions with people of the opposite sex, whether it's on Snapchat or not.
Or
which
real
is also
life.
A red flag, by the way. But anyway, real life.
Right, exactly. So, but he went, so it's fine to look, it's fine if guys look at beautiful women and what have you. Who cares, right? But he messaged her and tried to friend her.
After deleting her, probably.
That was the halo.
That is where the issue lies.
That's true.
He's doing something he shouldn't be.
Sure.
Exactly.
That makes something her, that makes her uncomfortable.
Something and they already agreed upon that they weren't going to do.
And you're right. If you're going to work it out, you have to agree to the terms if you want to get past the trust issues. And he's not doing his part.
And now if you've got a problem with the
and
terms.
And now she's annoying and over trying to control him. And she doesn't have to live like that.
Yeah. You
don't have to be like that.
You shouldn't agree to stuff you don't actually agree to just to agree at the same time, though. You know what I'm saying? This conversation wasn't fully had, and somebody just said, okay.
Well, the temptation is not he's unable to say no to it.
Well, that doesn't help anything. Exactly. So, he went to those lengths then to try to connect or reconnect with this woman, and so he broke whatever promise he made to her already,
right.
Which is a massive red flag.
Girl, we all want to be the one that changed him, and we never are.
I mean, I disagree.
No, run for your life.
You can't change a leopard spot.
Ooh, all right. Well, we split now, dog.
No, I think he could change. Just not with this girl. Not with the same one is what I'm getting at. There's history. Yeah. Unless they go to counseling, like she said.
Exactly. Yeah. It takes work.
They're not going to do it this way.
Snap of a finger. Nope.
Hot mess. All right. Thank you. She says not the jerk.
We're split. No, she said jerk. Not the jerk.
No, I said not the jerk.
Not the jerk. We're split.
All right, Audra. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye. We're sweating.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Christina with the blue hair and see what she thinks. She'll be the tiebreaker.
She's the tiebreaker?
Girl.
Christina.
You guys, I am on fire.
I can imagine.
Go on.
On fire. So first of all, I agree with the first two ladies about the fact that this woman needs to get herself help. But on the other aspect, she's being a jerk to herself. Girl, what are you doing?
I agree. She's torturing herself with this relationship. I concur.
Never let a man or a friend tell you that you're not valuable to them more than once, okay? You guys are divorced. You are divorced. You didn't just break up and get back together. You're divorced.
They went through a whole divorce and then tried to work it out. Yeah.
That's it. Now I could see if he came back and he's like, I went to therapy and she went to therapy on her own and they were both actively working to get back together. Mm-hmm. But this doesn't seem like the case. This seems like she missed him. He missed her.
Yeah.
She's like, come help me with your
kids. It was comfortable.
They got back together while broken.
Family together.
Yep. They got back together broken
and nothing was fixed.
This is not what you do to yourself, sweetheart. He already showed you once, he doesn't value you. Now you're back together and he's showing you furthermore. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you things and then deliberately do exactly what I said I wasn't going to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Shut him out.
So is she the jerk though for telling him to delete his Snapchat? Because we agree that she's torturing herself in this relationship
she is
for
the
whatever.
Jerk for telling him that because she's being
she's
a jerk.
She's doing it to herself.
She's doing it to herself. Nothing else to say.
Yeah, you're right.
His bleep would be packed and outside.
You're putting up with it. So that either part. You got to deal with who he is, and that may be him on Snapchat.
Woman, but or, this woman, he's not changing for. And that's just the way that the cookie crumbles.
Listen, and she's probably listening. This is probably breaking her heart, but I don't know how else to say this because I'm looking at her real name right now, feeling real bad. I'm like, these are real people listening. But you know what?
Girl,
that's a real conversation.
Run for your life. Yeah.
You need to choose you.
Yeah.
You need to choose you and your kids.
And she's choosing
yourself. You do not need a man to be happy. Trust me. The happiest years of my life, I was alone. I love my husband.
I was alone, but my husband's cool now.
He's cool. I love him. I'll keep him, you know. But
dang,
I work on me, so I'm happy being by myself.
Yeah.
I just pray that she gets the help that she needs and puts this loser out of her house. Because she's also teaching her children that it's okay to lie.
Wow.
Daddy's a liar.
She's
and
very
also
annoyed.
The kids don't deserve to be all sad all day with all the tension and you guys getting together and breaking up, Just close the door and move on.
Well, it's not a healthy relationship in the sense that you're paranoid and don't feel good enough and you're always... I mean, the fact that you have to watch somebody's social media... That kind of anxiety is not good in a relationship. Been there, done that, and it makes you crazy. You don't want it.
We have the same password. We can grab each other's phones whenever we want, but we don't.
Because you trust each other and you know better, yeah.
I was going to say, man.
We both know. I value this person. I don't want to lose this person. And we know that person values themselves. So I know if I start disrespecting my husband, he'll be like, oh, no, I'm not dealing with this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, goodbye. Mm-hmm. I love you, but from over there, you know? So she needs to choose her. Work on yourself. Baby girl, you're beautiful. All women are beautiful. Having children is beautiful. And if you're around anybody that makes you feel insecure, Those are not the people that you should have around you at all.
Go with your
man,
gut.
Woman, family, doesn't matter.
My drop. Amen.
Her hair's red today because it's on fire.
Christina, thank you. I feel you on this so hard. So thank you.
And if you need help with the kids, girl, hit me up. I'll
Christina with the blue hair, man, coming in the clutch.
Have a good day.
Love, bye.
All right, wow. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with everything she said. You're torturing yourself.
It works it out because Christina says jerk. You're being a jerk to yourself. You're being a jerk to the scenario. You're being a jerk to life right
Get
now.
Get a therapy with him, and if you cannot do that and figure it out, stop living like this because you don't have to, and there's somebody that will not, you'll be in a relationship with that you will not feel like this.
That part.
And if there's not, then be alone. Like me, because that's what I choose half the time. I'm like, do you want to be in this or do you want to be alone?
Choose yourself.
Thank you, DZ. Yeah. Absolutely. Until you find someone that, you know, loves you the way you want to be loved.